نتكلم النهاردة على سيد المسيح الخالد. We are going to speak today about the Lord Jesus Christ, the servant. And there are two topics here. This is the second one. We have two verses together. Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ. This is the book, the Epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 1. The other verse that we will share together today, the next slide. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. What we are going to learn from the Lord Jesus Christ today. And this is very important. The Lord in all his ministry, in all his service, is always saying to the people, learn from me. That is why some verses I imitate Christ. And I hope that you can have this verse at home and start to study it. And just to see verses as we use to, because the best thing is to study the Bible and to learn from it. The first thing, our Lord Jesus Christ is the power of any servant. The Lord Jesus Christ is the power of any servant. انت عارفين كلنا دلوقتي المسيح هو قوة الخادم. اللي مش هيقدر يتحد بالمسيح مش هيقدر ياخد قوة. If I want to have power in this mark unless I put the blood, there is no power in this mark. The same thing, anyone who serves without blood and service of the Lord Jesus Christ will be powerless. واحنا عارفين أهمية الطاقة أو القوة في أي حاجة. Every instrument in this world cannot move without power. يبقى المسيح هو قوة الخادم. The first thing, the Lord is the power of the servant. قوة روحية, قوة تعليمية, قوة بتشعل فيه باستمرار ظهر في النفس. And the second thing, the Lord is the example of everyone. Is قدوة الخادم. يبقى المسيح هو قوة الخادم. لأن حتى هو قدوة الخالق. The best example for us is the Lord Jesus Christ. قدوة إيه؟ هنشوف حاجات كتير واحنا ماشيين مع بعض دلوقتي. And the third thing, and it's very important for all of us, the effectiveness of the servant. In order to have an effective servant, to have an effect of the people, you have to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. فعلية الخالق. يعني انا ممكن اقعد دلوقتي 3 اور 4 اور ولا واحد فينا ممكن يخلي الكلام ياثر عليه. احد الناس قال ان تغيير نفس الانسان اصعب من خلقه السماء والارض. If I want to change a person, it is much difficult than creation of the earth and the heaven. كل واحد يقول يا خليكم بص هنا. When the Lord created the earth and heaven and everything, this is in chapter 1 of the book of Genesis. The Lord said, let it be, and it is done. And this is the creation. But when he saved us, what he did for our salvation? He came by himself, he humbled himself, he took a form of a servant. We cannot imagine this in our life unless we put ourselves in the same place of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord of Lords, the God of God, the Creator of everything, and he humbled himself and came down to die on the cross to save us. And as I understand what we are dealing with, we are dealing with the spirit of every person. That is why this servant, or this man, this saint, told us the salvation of a person, or to save a person, or to change a person from a sinner to a a good person, a repentant person, it is much harder than what happened when God created the heaven and the earth. And there is another servant, he's very intelligent servant, very intelligent man who can preach and everything. He writes my sermon that every day he writes, and at one day he starts to give a sermon about the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and how much he suffered and how much he did for to save us. And the one who is giving the lecture, he himself is affected by the power of the Holy Spirit. And from this moment he started to see that it is not the right thing to the people that attract the attention of the people, but the work of the Lord in him will attract the people and will change the people. يبقى المسيح هو قوة الخادم، المسيح هو قدوة الخادم، المسيح هو فاعلية الخادم. In order to be an effective servant and to let the Lord have an effect on the people who hear us, we have actually to join with the Lord of the Christ and then start to speak. And there is also another story about a servant who has a very good, very famous one, like his Holland Volkswagen. And when he started to give a sermon, hundreds of people attending. And this man was very famous, and one of the leaders of the church invited him to come to give you a lecture. And the first day he came on time, and the second day he came and he was in the church itself, there was a room for him. And the second day he came on time and he gave the lecture. On the third day, they have to start, but he didn't come. And the priest told one of the servants to go to the room and tell Fulan to come, we have to start. Then he went and he heard him speaking with the person, telling him, come with me, come with me. Then the servant came to the priest, told him, he's talking with the person, inviting him to come with him. He knows that the time is in. And another 10 minutes he didn't come. And the priest was very, as you see, very irritable. And he went to ask, tell the servant, go and ask him to come. Then he knocked the door. Then when he opened the door, he didn't find any person except this servant alone. Then he told him, it is too late for us. But then he looked at him and he told him, I heard you speaking with person to let him to come with you. بعد كده طبعا اتكلم ده وعمر وما قدرش يقول قاعد مع ربنا بيتكلم معاه يقول له لازم تيجي معايا لازم تيجي معايا ودي وظيفه كل واحد فينا انا مش بحضر درس عشان اجي اقول لكم واجري انا لازم اقعد مع ربنا كتير واقول له لازم تيجي معايا يا رب لما كنتش هتيجي معايا الكلام ده مش هيبقى هتضيع وقت للناس والناس مش هتقدر تشتغل انا هكلمكم كده بسرعه And the Lord Jesus Christ is working in his ministry. And I have to speak a lot about a lot of things, but only we'll start by 5 points. I hope that we can finish this five points. The Lord is always concerned about the salvation of every version of us. And we can look to these two verses and see. هنقول أول حاجة المسيح المتنازل عشان أنا أخدم وأنت تخدم لازم أنا أتنازل. The Lord humbled himself in order to save us. أي هدى إن إحنا نفكر في الكلام ده ونحسه. إن ما كنتش أنا أتنازل وآخد صورة الإنسان اللي أنا بخدمه لا يمكن هقدر أرفعه معايا. The Lord is the one who humbled himself. And we can see these two examples. We have Moses the prophet, and we have the Lord Jesus Christ. Moses بيقول عليه تنازل. تنازل موسى يقول ايه؟ رفض او ابى ان يدعى ابن لانك ايه؟ فرعون. وبعدين مفضلا عار المسيح على كل غنى. خلي معايا كده موسى مفضلا عار المسيح على كل غنى. مين موسى ده ومين المسيح؟ فين موسى وفين المسيح؟ By this Moses when he became of age refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the lasting pleasure of sin. Esteeming the reproach of Christ is greater riches than the treasure in Egypt. For he looked to the Lord, seeing the reproach of Christ greater than the riches. And what that we can make of this? When we can humble ourselves, our natanazal, يعني هو مفروض ونزل. موسى النبي تنازل وفكر
ان هو يحمل عار المسيح ويحمل العار من انه ايه خزاش مصر. شوف بقى النهارده احنا شفنا كلكم طبعا تابعوا الاخبار، واحد زي حسن مبارك او ماشي يقول زي ما بيقولوا، فموسى الكوانه بتنتظروا زي تفيرو of all Egypt and he will fail to suffer and to carry the affliction in order to save his people more than to endure this present failure. And on the opposite you can see who being in the form of God did not consider his robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant, a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. How can we can do this in our marriage? How can I answer my prayer to the point of death? To die for those who are children, to die for them. I hope that we can think of this for a little moment. How can I die for every one of you every day in my life in order to help you to be absolutely in heaven? And this is what the Lord made for us. Next. We can see here, he came down. What's the reason that the Lord came down? In order to see your nazara liyanzur fi atqalihim. How can I identify myself with the people that I'm serving? ازاي انا احط نفسي في مكانهم واحس بيهم عشان انزلهم؟ ما انا مش هنزل غير لو حسيت فيهم. لما اقعد مع الولاد الشباب اللي في الشارع والولاد اللي هنا والاسره اللي متعجبه والخناقات اللي بتحصل، لو انا ما حسيتش بالموقف ازاي ارفعها واعتبرها؟ ربنا يسوع المسيح حس بالمراه الثمانيه. He felt the feeling of this American woman, how she is suffering from her bad marriage, even to die. And he went walking for 6 hours to find out and to sit with her, sit with her on the same floor, on the same ground. How can I feel the feeling of everyone whom I serve? إذا كل واحد فينا قدر يقدر إن هو يحس الناس هيقدر ينزل بسهولة. بصوا كده مكتوب إيه؟ I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and I have come down to deliver them, and now come I will send you. The Lord felt the oppression of everyone of us. The Lord felt everything, and we can see the book of Exodus on the left side, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmaster and the force. I know their sorrow, so I have come down. The first thing, the Lord is the one who humbled himself and he came down. He came down to feed our feeling. He was touched by our feeling. And I'm sure can have it in the film and I have had it. There's a lot of people who are in أحب الدرس جميل جدا، وهذا أقول الدرس باي باي وسلام وأتعهد كل تعالى وخلاص. لكن أنا لو حسيت بألم كل واحد، وإزاي كل اللي بتعديهم، وإزاي العالم بيشده، وإزاي أنا مش قادر أركز مع ربنا، وإزاي كل يوم واحد بنختاره مش ممكن هقدر أوصل للناس دي وأرفعها. ربنا يسوع المسيح حس بالإنسان المشهور ذا وان هو بارلايز 38 years. And on that day, he went very early to the pool, and he didn't look to any one of the other people. Because other people maybe come for a show, or come just to enjoy, or to see something. But he felt the pain of this man. And he felt how he is lonely, how he is looked, and how he is ignored by all the people. He went to him, and he told him, do you want to be home? Our glory is Christ in our operation. A good servant is the one who fits or feeling every day the oppression of everyone that we live. Feeling that the people who are suffering. أما تروح تقول لي لو في مشكلة، لو أنا ما حطيتش نفسي في المشكلة دي مش هعرف أعملها. الراجل بيتكلم مع ست والولاد مش واخدين بالهم من المذاكرة بتاعتهم والدنيا قاعدة لخبطة والولاد مش عارفين يعملوا ولا رأس ولا حاجة خالص. If I don't feel this feeling, how can I come down and leave my home to visit this family and to make them a friend of mine until I raise them up and lead them to enjoy? يبقى أول حاجة المسيح قال متنازل. The Lord is the one who he humbled himself and he came down. The second thing, he gave his life. المسيح البازل بينزل. فين الخادم النهارده البازل؟ The one who sacrificed. The one who gave. Who gave his time. Gave suffering. Gave his blood. If you give your blood in fasting, in praying for the people, in doing something for them, visiting them, calling them by phone, do anything. When you feel that you are in the same position of the Lord Jesus Christ, when He fits our feeling and He loves us, you not only come down, there is great difference to come down and to offer, to sacrifice. في مرة المتنازل والبازل. أنا ممكن أتنازل معاك وأقول يا عم زي بعض هبقى أقول ولا أعمل كده، لكن how can I offer, I sacrifice, I give. And this is the second. What you can give? You can give your prayer. You can give your friendship for these people. You can give your money, your time, your effort, your everything. We have a lot of people here need a lot of things we have to offer. It is not just a room. I can say a word and by one. God bless you and I leave. How can God bless you without my sacrifice, without my giving? For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And we can find the meaning of the word ransom here. Ransom is something paid or demanded for the freedom of a captive. Everyone was captured by sin. How can we sacrifice for him to release him from his captivity? To give him something to bring him up? أنا مش هقدر أطلع واحد مرمي في الطين وأنا ما يجيش بدون الشخص. صح ولا لا؟ مش هقدر أنزل أنقذ واحد من النار من غير الشخص. And this is the sacrifice. The sacrifice he came and he named him. They named him. They approached him. They cursed him. They beat him. They mocked him. And all that to save us. Everyone of us can be offered for sacrifice. And if they come down, he will not be able to be the image of Christ in his ministry or in his service. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whatever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Actually, every point, I can mention many stories about it, but I know the time, and I have to speak only 30 minutes today, so I have to give you just to that. The verses and the try to contemplate of it and think of it. المسيح المتنازل المسيح الباذل. Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much wheat. There is no much grain in the shell in the last three verses of us, unless we die for them. We die in our living. God died in his dream as God, and we have to die in our message. نصح بدري، نفتقد الناس، نزورهم، نكلمهم في التليفون، نبعثهم في اس مسج، وبمناسبة اس مسج، there is a lot of good example that some people send a اس مسج every day to a group of people and send a verse. And في يوم من الأيام واحدة جالها الفيرس بيقول لها ايه؟ بيقول لها عايزك تكوني زي انا. I want you to be like me. وكان المسيح هو اللي بعت الدرس ده ليها. فكانت في اليوم ده مقرره انها تروح مكان مش كويس وتعمل حاجه مش كويسه. اول ما عرفت الدرس ده غيرت حياتها وغيرت طريقها. A lot of people touched by a verse from the Bible. If you can take your group of people, call them,
see anything to them. They would be touched, but you don't think that this something happened.
Well, I'm thinking you have the example in